The bit where, for me, language games really take off is in the reference and the wit.
Yes, yes, I agree. I think, to take crossword puzzles, both my parents together every night used to do the Times crossword. And when I was growing up as a boy, I used to watch them. And between them, they always finished it. My father always got a certain kind of clue, and my mother always got another kind. My father has got one which is a word hidden inside another word, but backwards or whatever,
yes.
And a grammatised word. My mother got the ones that were a little pun or a... And it's an interesting question as to, is there a different sort of person who does that? I found I'd inherited both sides of my parents, and so I could do it all.
But if you'd inherited neither?
That's possible too.
You'd be colouring the squares in.
But if you were to list my favourite clues, they wouldn't be ones with the clever letter things in. There are some that are very...
Yes, they feel a bit cumbersome.
I like ones like die of cold, which is, 3-4.
Ice cube. That's
exactly.
A nice one.
It's very pleasing, isn't it? Naught times naught is a cube.
Yes, Oxo.
Which is just bliss.
Here's another one which is nice. Vera or city? And that is 4-5.
4-5.
And it's wonderful because what happens Vera is it floats around in your head. It's a bit... Yes. You know the Channel 4 logo, which is bits and pieces and the camera pans past and then suddenly something clicks?
Yeah.
Well, that's what these clues are like. They're all in one go. They go off like a firework.
Yeah.
And it took me ages. I was staring at it. I thought that or is in the way. It's like veracity.
Yes.
And then you sort of realise that they've both got 4 letters. The word veracity has got 8 letters. And either of those bits is...
Yeah, it's half, of course.
Of veracity. So it's a half...
Half-truth.
Yeah.
It's a half-truth.
And, it's wonderful because you can spend ages going around. And it has a payoff.
Yeah.
Now, I know people say... An anagram might be nice. You might want to mock something. We did this at school. You'd have a teacher and you've discovered his... Because there are no respecters of person, are they? If you discovered that your hated physics master had a wonderful anagram, which somehow suited him, that was great. And this that you have a feeling of power over them. But it's not the same level of buzz that you get in a good pun.
No, agreed. And, of course, some people are. They're plagued by the anagrams of their names. I think poor Virginia Bottomley, once it was discovered that her...
What is she?
I'm an evil Tory bigot.
Oh.
It's not, or Britney Spears is Presbyterians, which is very...
Which
odd.
Is best in prayer as well.
That was yes.
Which is a bit boring. Britney Spears is a lot better for it.
Yeah. Funny thing about word puzzles is that we can only think of our own language. Most of us probably listening are English speakers first, foremost, and perhaps uniquely. Things like crosswords and Scrabble and all the paraphernalia we associate with English word games, do they exist in, Finnish and Basque and Polish and all the rest of it?
Oh, yes. And I was astonished to find they have cryptic crosswords, not in all the newspapers. Because here we have them in all the newspapers. We have a straight one and we have a cryptic one. They're harder to manufacture in Polish, but they can be done. Yeah. And one of them passes my stringent test, which is just the letter K... written in outline, so like that.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to look at that and realise that that is what you might call an empty K or a kapuste. And that is the word for cabbages.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you can't do a good clue for king, so you can't get any further than that. So they do have these can we say the word intellectual? Newspapers for politicos and intellectuals, they'll always be what they call...
Right.
What do they call it? It's Przymrożeniem oka, with the wink of an eye. No, I'm not a terrible fan of Scrabble.
Oh, that's interesting, because that's the most, I would say, the most popular word game in the world, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, certainly in the English-speaking world, as far as
But I also don't play chess anymore. I used to play chess. Oh. I suddenly had this vision of spending my whole... Because life's short, so you've got to choose. Mm. So I don't think there's the same bang per buck... whereas rebuses, crosswords, you actually ring people up and say, have you done 20 across? But you don't say, oh, I played Scrabble yesterday. Well, you do. Some bores do.
Well, yes. And now, of course, with the coming of iPads and slates and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and so on, there are all kinds of ways now you can play other people over online and in the room with you who are not necessarily crowded around a board, which is a weird thought. But my objection to Scrabble, I think, is the peculiar kind of championship Scrabble person who literally memorises what they call the OSW, don't they? The official Scrabble word book. And that to me is just, it's sort of cheating. And I have an absolute rule if I play Scrabble that no one is allowed to play a word without their explaining what it means. They have to know its meaning, because it's no good just learning lists of Q, well, the, A and...
These are words that they don't use. When we came away, my partner's brother was memorising two-letter words, and he has to do this because he plays over the net and so on. So I object to that. Right. Also, something irritated me, those little tiles that can be sucked up by the Hoover.
I know what you mean. I mean, babies like them for teething.
Did you know Janet Street Porter said that Lego, I believe, that Lego is as addictive as cocaine, champagne and group sex? I'd hate to hoover her carpet if that's true.
Good gracious.